If you're a real fan of the WWE, and if you're even a bigger fan of professional wrestling, you check out the Dirt Sheets every day, every week, on a routine. You find out the inner workings of the company, the rumors, the gossip, the dirt. The biggest dirt as of late is that Vince McMahon has decided to stay away from the classic good guy, bad guy routine. Younger fans will be like, oh, that's really cool, this is new, blah, 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 blah. And even though this idea is best for business, it's not exactly new. In the mid-90s, when the company was getting trampled by the WWE, by WCW, sorry about that. You can say they're kind of trampling themselves right now. But anyway, when they were getting trampled in the ratings by WCW, Vince McMahon said that he was going to stay away from the old good guy, bad guys, and try and have more real-life characters, and that's essentially when the Monday Night Wars were essentially born, and when the Attitude Era was created, and the company raised to phenomenal heights, and yada, yada, yada. You know the entire story. Over the past couple of years, the WWE has kind of deferred from that structure, and hence the reason why we see John Superman Cena and all the other silly characters, the Kofi Kingstons and Los Matadores, and these characters that are good blindly most of the time, and you just know how they're going to respond. And the creative team is going to try and take the company in a different direction and have characters that have a little bit more weight to them. However, if the way the creative team has handled Randy Orton, Kofi Kingston, and The Miz as of late, this isn't necessarily something that we want to see. Randy Orton seems to, like, go from confident, tough guy one second to whipping boy of the administration the next, and I don't think anybody in the WWE universe knows if The Miz is a good guy or a bad guy. Or Los Matadores, who are a very good tag team in the ring, but have absolutely no soul. They rarely speak unless they're selling something on WWEshop.com, and have zero personality. Or even Kofi Kingston, who is arguably one of the top five workers in the company, and goes every week with really no mic time. Just this guy that can get trampled on by a bad guy or a heel and never comes back, never speaks out. Just the same thing over and over, and he's kind of like the guy that puts over the bad guy. It's kind of embarrassing. So for the WWE to continue the thing that kind of propelled it to this massive height in the late 90s, mid-90s, into the new millennium is really cool, but they may not have the creative team to essentially pull it off. The creative team that's really going to add that extra level of brevity to their characters. And aside from Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, Bray Wyatt, The Shield, their entire, like, upper card, upper mid card is alright. Those guys are people that we care about. But Randy Orton, not so much. The Champion, not so much. John Cena could be. He's got the mic skills. They can definitely do something with his character, but I mean, everybody else is them having a little bit more of a personality really going to change things, or do they need brand new gimmicks? Do things need to be rewritten completely? I think the choice is the latter. A lot of things need to change in order for these characters to be really captivating. Again, away from Cena, Bryan, The Shield, Punk, who else there do you really care about what happens to them? So you can say all you want that these characters are going to be more real, but until what they really are is more entertaining, or what they could possibly project is more entertaining, you're just going to continue to have bland storyline that, instead of being predictable, is a little all over the place. And again, anyone that's watched this show over the last year can honestly say that it has, in the formula that it is right now, been absolutely that, all over the place.